Number four, Meisvei, the Gemara asks a question. It says in a pasuk, Ka'er Boker Yizrach Shemesh, and like Er, which means morning, the sun will shine. Alma, so we see, Er Yemamahu, that Er means daytime. So it's a question on Rav Yehuda, who says that Er means nighttime. And for the Gemara, Miksiv Er Boker. Is it written Er Boker? Which then it would mean, as you suggested, Uka Er Boker Ksiv. It's written Uka Er Boker. V'hachi ka'amar, and this is what it means to say. Uka'er boker ba'ilam azeh, and like the shining of the morning in this world, ke'ein zrichas shemesh la'tzadikim la'ilam haba, will be like the shining of the sun for tzadikim in olam haba. Meisvei, the Gemara asks another question. It says in a pasuk, vayikra likim la'er yom, that the Eibishter called er day. Alma, so we see, er yamamahu, er means daytime. So again, it's a question on Rav Yehuda, who says that it means nighttime. And for the Gemara, Hachika Amar, this is what the pasuk means to say. Lameir uba kara yoim. That when it starts to get light, that's called day. Frek the Gemara, Elameyata, but now that you gave that answer, I have a new question. It says later in the pasuk, V'lachoyshech kara laila, and to darkness the Eivishta called night. Are you going to explain that when it starts to get dark, it's called night? But we established that until the stars go out, it is still daytime, even though it's already starting to get dark. The Gemara responds, but this is what the pasuk means to say. We're giving a different pshat now in the pasuk. Kar Yerachmana l'Nehira, the Eibishter called over the shining, or parked them mitzvasa the Yamama and gave it the commandment of the daytime. The Kar Yerachmana l'Chashoicha, and the Eibishter called over the darkness, or parked them mitzvasa the Leila and gave it the commandment of the nighttime.